The 2026 Charles Lakin Tournament Championship game lineups have been finalised after an exciting week of action in the HDNL postseason tournament. Hello and welcome to this week's K-Mud News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumbleSports.com. We'll have more on Friday night's Lakin finals in just a moment as we take a look at all of the big local sports stories of the week, including some big news for the Humboldt Crabs, a look back at this year's HDNL Track and Field Championships, why it was a particularly noteworthy week for some local high school swimmers, where one standout College of the Redwoods student athlete is taking her talents next, and news of a couple of coaching changes at Cal Poly Humboldt. But first up, it's been a busy week for the HDNL baseball and softball teams at the annual postseason Charles Lakin Tournament. The tournament got underway on Tuesday, with the softball teams competing at the Arcata Sports Complex and the baseball teams playing at the Arcata Ballpark. Tuesday's opening round featured four games between the numbers 2 and 3 seeds from both the Big 5 and Little 4. After being included in the tournament lineup at the last minute, the Eureka girls opened with a come-from-behind 6-4 win over Hoopa. The Loggers finished fourth in the Big 5, but the number 3-seeded Del Norte girls were unable to compete due to scheduling conflicts for their players, so Eureka was added to the field as a replacement. In the other softball tournament opening round game on Tuesday, the defending tournament champion Fortuna Huskies opened with a comfortable 13-3 win over Ferndale in 5 innings. In baseball tournament action on Tuesday, Del Norte and Eureka advanced to the semi-finals with victories over a pair of Little 4 opponents. The Warriors faced off against Ferndale and won 11-3, while the Loggers shut out South Fork 6-0 later in the day. In Thursday's semi-finals, the Fortuna girls continued to roll with a 13-12 win over Little 4 champion South Fork, while Eureka defeated Big 5 champion McKinleyville 6-4. In the baseball tournament semi-finals, McKinleyville defeated Del Norte 5-1, and Eureka got the better of crosstown rival St. Bernard's 8-0. Switching gears, the Humboldt Crab season is now just 2 weeks away, a sure sign that summer is just around the corner. The Crabs will open with a 3-game series against the Novato Knicks, with Game 1 set for May 29th at the Arcata Ballpark. This year sees some changes in the dugout for the longtime local summer collegiate team, with new manager Jeff Giacomini taking over from Robin Guyver, who stepped down at the end of the 2025 season. Giacomini is a former Crabs player and longtime assistant coach who is a member of the club's Hall of Fame. This year, he will be joined in the dugout by a couple of assistant coaches whom local fans know well. St. Bernard's head coach Matt Tomlin will join Giacomini's staff as the new pitching coach, while Eureka High head coach Tommy Gale will be the team's new hybrid pitching and hitting coach. Tomlin brings an impressive resume to the Arcata Ballpark, having won state titles for St. Bernard's in both football and girls basketball, as well as a NorCal title in baseball. Tomlin has a lifetime association with the Crabs, having served as a bat boy in the late 1980s and then as a player for 3 summers in the late 90s. He was inducted into the Crabs Hall of Fame 2 years ago. Gale, meanwhile, is also a former Crabs player who played with the team in 2010. He has previously worked alongside Giacomini with the Humboldt B-52s and with the Eureka Loggers. In local high school track and field, meanwhile, some of the best athletes in the HDNL travelled to Crescent City on Saturday to compete in the 2026 League Championships. And it was a particularly good day for the Eureka Loggers, who took home team championships in boys and girls action. Junior Bo Landry won 3 individual events for the Loggers, placing first in the boys' 110-metre hurdles, the long jump and the triple jump. Fortuna senior Cavi Bolden was also a 3-time winner on the day, placing first in the 100 and 200 metre sprints, as well as part of the 4x100 metre relay winning team. Arcata senior Skylar Collenberg also enjoyed a big day, placing first in both the shot put and discus. In the girls' competition, Eureka sophomore Natalie Wiley also won 3 events, the 100 metre hurdles, the 300 metre hurdles, and as part of the Loggers 4x400 metre relay team. St. Bernard's freshman Lulu Vanuku won the girls' 100 metres, while Eureka's Elizabeth Rominger placed first in the 200 metres. In local high school swimming, meanwhile, 5 HDNL swimmers qualified for last weekend's NCS Championships in Novato, including Eureka Junior Amelia Baugh, who reached the final in the 200-yard freestyle and placed 15th overall. She became the first ever logger to reach an NCS swimming final. Arcata's Yogi True, Hook Russell, Henry Sealer, and Theodore Demirev qualified for the Section Championships in the 200-meter relay, with Russell also qualifying for the 200 individual medley and placing 15th. Switching gears, it was a big week for the College of the Redwoods women's basketball team. Sophomore guard Nora Talty out of Arcata High announced that she will be taking her talents to a four-year program, committing her future to the Oregon Institute of Technology women's team. Talty played a pivotal role for CR this past winter, leading the team in scoring and rebounds. CR also announced that Ferndale senior Madison Gossie will play for the Redwoods women next winter after signing her letter of intent to compete at the JC level. Gossie is one of two Ferndale players to recently announce that they will be continuing their playing careers on the college courts, with her teammate, Michaela Ellsmore, taking her talents to College of Marin. And rounding out a busy week in local sports, Cal Poly Humboldt Athletics announced two new coach hirings this week. Former San Francisco State assistant coach Anthony Mancini has been brought in to coach the Jacks men's wrestling team, while Michael Schroer has been hired as full-time men's and women's cross-country coach. And that's this week's KMUD News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.